The Christmas season is upon us, and Limitless Broadcasting Network knows you will be searching for gifts for family, friends, and loved ones. While you're on the hunt for the perfect presents, don't forget to visit our online store at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. We offer horror merchandise like shirts and tumblers that the whole family will enjoy. Plus, when you shop with us, you are supporting a growing media network. So be sure to head over to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com for all your holiday needs.
Listen, you're in a privileged position to learn a thing or two. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
Hey, I'm Robert with Limitless Broadcasting Network, and you might know me from shows like You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain, and more. I'm here to talk to you about my new show, premiering exclusively on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. It's called
Robbie Reviews.
It's a new movie review podcast show that lets you know exactly what movies you should see this summer and which movies you should stay away from this summer. So if you are into movies just like I am, you're gonna love this podcast.
This ship cannot be crewed by two men. You'll never make it out of the bay.
Son, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy?
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
It's a smile on that face.
Why so serious? Not gonna kill me. You know why I came and killed his son? You know why I came and put a bullet in Sean's head? Because Sean was disloyal. If you were anybody else, Tariq, you'd already be dead. The moment you let Tommy in the penthouse to kill me was the moment you were no longer my son, and now you're my enemy.
It's going to exclusively premiere on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Chloe for the Limitless Broadcasting Network, and the holiday season is in full swing. If you are looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, then I'm excited to share our Limitless newsletter with you. If you have a passion for Hollywood, entertainment, or media, this is your chance to dive deeper and get the full story. Think of our newsletter as a digital magazine crafted for the connected community. You can subscribe at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, starting at just $7 a month or $80 for a full year. By subscribing, you'll not only receive the Limitless newsletter, but also gain access to all our exclusive podcasts, including The Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast, Rant Radio, Bump in the Night Chronicles, and Strange World with Robert. And that's not all. Enjoy classic streaming television shows like The I Love Lucy Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Dragnet, and many more. Don't miss out. Subscribe now.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
A dark cloud hanging over Hollywood as writers and actors are simultaneously on strike for the first time since 1960.
Is Hollywood still the place where movie magic happens?
The magic of Hollywood, I think, is one movie, one weekend can change the entire outlook of the entire industry.
Los Angeles is waking up to the fact that it is no longer always the destination of choice for TV and film production. 2024 was the worst year for on-location filming in the city since they started tracking data 30 years ago.
Are you fascinated by Hollywood? Curious about the money and business deals that power the media industry? Welcome to Hollywood Hustle, the podcast that dissects trends and deals, tracing the financial flows that keep the entertainment world thriving today. This is an information and news podcast, so if you're intrigued by Hollywood and want to uncover who truly runs the town, make sure to tune in to Hollywood Hustle.
Welcome back to Hollywood Hustle. This is the third episode of our inaugural season, and I'm your host, Albert Parker. Today, I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered how Hollywood truly makes its money? In this episode, we're diving into the evolution of the entertainment industry's business model. I'll emphasize this throughout the podcast. If you want to understand who really holds the power in Hollywood, just follow the money. Let's jump right into it. The Great Hollywood Reinvention. How the entertainment industry's business model has transformed. The end of an era. Hollywood's Great Reinvention. For over a century, Hollywood operated on a fairly predictable model. Studios produced films, theaters showed them, and television networks aired weekly series with commercial breaks. The formula was simple, profitable, and remarkably durable. In the words of legendary screenwriter William Goldman, "Nobody knows anything" was the industry's paradoxical wisdom. Nobody could predict what would be a hit, yet somehow the system kept minting money. But we're now witnessing the culmination of a transformation that began in the early 2000s and accelerated dramatically in the 2020s. The Hollywood business model of 2025 would be nearly unrecognizable to an executive from just 15 years ago. What changed? Everything. The rise of streaming platforms fundamentally altered how content is produced, distributed, and monetized. The COVID-19 pandemic forced a reckoning with theatrical release models. The historic writers and actors strikes of 2023 reshaped power dynamics and economics. And an unprecedented wave of media consolidation created entertainment behemoths competing in ways that blur the lines between technology companies and traditional studios. Today, we're witnessing Hollywood's Great Reinvention, a transformation that has affected every aspect of how the entertainment industry operates. As traditional revenue streams eroded and new ones emerged, the entire ecosystem has been forced to adapt or perish. This special edition of Limitless Newsletter explores this fundamental shift in the entertainment business model, examining how Hollywood found itself at this crossroads, the strategic pivots that saved some players while dooming others, and what the future holds for an industry in the midst of its most significant reinvention in a century. Streaming's coming of age, from cash burn to profitability. Remember when every entertainment company was racing to launch its own streaming service? The period from 2019 to 2023 might go down in business history as one of the most dramatic examples of collective industry delusion. In what became known as the streaming wars, legacy media companies poured billions into launching direct-to-consumer platforms in a desperate attempt to chase Netflix. The economics never made sense. Disney alone burned through more than $10 billion in streaming losses before finding stable ground. Warner Bros. Discovery, Paramount, NBC Universal, they all followed the same playbook, investing enormous sums to build platforms that hemorrhaged cash. The math ain't mathing, as industry analyst Richard Yao aptly described it in summer 2023, when disillusionment with the streaming model began setting in among Hollywood executives. Fast forward to 2025, and the landscape has transformed dramatically. The streaming business has finally entered what analysts call its profitability era. With the exception of Comcast's Peacock, all major streaming services in the U.S. have achieved consistent profitability this year, a remarkable turnaround from the cash-burning days of just a few years ago. How did this happen? The answer lies in a fundamental shift in strategy. The growth-at-all-costs mentality that defined the early streaming wars has given way to a disciplined focus on profitability. Here's how the major players engineered this turnaround. Netflix, the hybrid revenue pioneer. Netflix, once steadfastly committed to an ad-free experience, launched its lower-priced advertising tier in late 2022. What began as an experiment has evolved into a cornerstone of its business model. As of mid-2025, Netflix's ad-supported plan has attracted more than 94 million users globally, with approximately half of new US subscribers choosing this option. The strategy has paid off handsomely. Netflix posted $11.08 billion in revenue for Q2 2025, a 16% increase year over year, and projects its advertising revenue will double by year's end. The company has effectively transformed its business into a modernized version of the cable economics it once disrupted, combining subscription fees with advertising dollars. Disney, the bundle master. Disney's streaming journey epitomizes the industry's evolution from growth obsession to profit focus. After accumulating more than $10 billion in streaming losses, Disney achieved profitability in 2024 through a three-pronged strategy: aggressive price increases, strategic bundling of Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus, and a crackdown on password sharing. The company's January 2025 merger of its Hulu Live TV business with rival Fubo represents another strategic pivot, allowing Disney to exit the channel distribution business while retaining a 70% ownership stake in the combined entity. Perhaps most significantly, Disney is finalizing the full integration of Hulu into Disney Plus as a global general entertainment brand, creating a unified streaming platform that can more effectively compete with Netflix's breadth of content. Warner Brothers Discovery, IP-driven profitability. Warner Brothers Discovery has taken perhaps the most aggressive approach to streaming profitability. Under CEO David Zaslav, the company ruthlessly trimmed content and marketing budgets for HBO Max, now rebranded as Max, focused investments on its strongest intellectual property, and even sold catalog content to competitors like Netflix. This less-is-more strategy initially drew criticism, but has since been vindicated by improved financial performance. By focusing on quality over quantity and leveraging its extensive library of valuable IP, Warner Brothers Discovery has transformed Max from a money-losing venture into a profitable cornerstone of its business. The new economics of streaming. Several key factors have enabled the streaming industry's pivot to profitability. Ad-supported tiers. Once seen as a compromise, hybrid subscription advertising models now form the foundation of streaming economics. Price increases. Subscribers have largely absorbed significant price hikes across all major platforms, demonstrating the value consumers place on streaming content. Password sharing crackdowns. Following Netflix's lead, most platforms have implemented measures to convert password sharers into paying customers. Content spending discipline. The days of blank checks for content creators are over, with platforms adopting more selective approaches to programming investments. Bundling strategies. The irony isn't lost on industry observers. After dismantling the cable bundle, streaming services are now recreating similar bundles to reduce churn and increase average revenue per user. This shift to profitability represents streaming's coming of age, an evolution from disruptive force to sustainable business model. The question now is whether these gains can be maintained as competition intensifies and consumers become increasingly selective about which services deserve their monthly subscription dollars. The bundle renaissance. Back to the future. Perhaps the most ironic development in the streaming landscape is the industry's enthusiastic embrace of bundling, the very model streaming was supposed to disrupt. After spending years and billions of dollars unbundling content from cable packages, media companies have discovered what cable operators knew all along: bundles reduce churn and increase customer lifetime value. As of early 2025, there are at least 46 different bundle combinations among the 11 major streaming services available in the US market, Warner Bros. Discovery's Max and Lionsgate's Starz lead the pack, offering more bundled options than any competitors. 11 times as many as Paramount Plus and nearly triple Netflix's offerings. These bundles take various forms. Streaming-only bundles. The Disney Bundle, Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus represents the most successful streaming-only bundle, with over 40 million subscribers. Warner Bros. Discovery similarly offers Max bundled with Discovery Plus at a discounted rate. Telecom partnerships. Telecom companies have emerged as crucial distribution partners. T-Mobile includes Netflix in its wireless plans. Verizon bundles Netflix and Max with select wireless packages. And AT&T offers various Max subscription tiers to its customers. Retail integrations. Walmart Plus includes a Paramount Plus subscription, while Amazon Prime members can add services like Max, Paramount Plus, and Starz as add-ons to their Prime Video experience. Target Circle members receive promotional offers for various streaming services. Cross-category bundles. The most innovative development is the emergence of bundles that blend streaming with lifestyle perks. Amazon's Prime membership pioneered this approach by combining streaming content with free shipping and other benefits. Now others are following suit, with streaming services partnering with travel, retail, fitness, and other lifestyle brands to create value-added bundles that appeal to specific consumer segments. This bundling renaissance reflects a fundamental truth. Consumers want simplicity and value. By recreating bundles, the industry is acknowledging that the fully a la carte streaming future many envisioned was neither practical for consumers nor profitable for providers. Looking ahead, we can expect even more sophisticated bundling strategies, potentially including super aggregator platforms that combine multiple streaming services under a single user interface. Flexible bundle options allowing consumers to customize their entertainment packages. Cross-industry mega bundles incorporating entertainment, shopping, travel, and other lifestyle services. The future of streaming might look surprisingly similar to the cable model it once sought to replace, albeit with greater flexibility, personalization, and digital integration. Production economics. The Great Reset. The economics of content production have undergone a dramatic transformation. After years of escalating budgets and seemingly limitless spending, the industry experienced what many are calling the Great Reset in 2024. The combined impact of the 2023 writers and actors strikes, post-pandemic economic pressures, and shifting streaming economics forced a fundamental re-evaluation of production spending across Hollywood. According to ProdPro's Q2 2024 Global Production Report, film and television production levels declined globally by 20% from pre-strike levels, with the U.S. experiencing an even steeper 40% drop. Hollywood studios spent $11.3 billion on productions in the second quarter of 2024, representing a 20% reduction compared to the same period in 2022. The greater Los Angeles area was particularly hard hit, with a 36.4% decrease in shoot days compared to its five-year average. This contraction reflects a philosophical shift from quantity to quality. The peak TV era, which saw annual scripted series production in the U.S. nearly double from 2015 to 2022, has conclusively ended. Studios and streamers alike are now prioritizing fewer, more impactful projects over the scattershot approach that characterized the previous decade. Several factors are driving this production reset. Economic reality check. The realization that the streaming business cannot support previous levels of content spending has forced fiscal discipline throughout the industry. With Wall Street now demanding profitability over subscriber growth, companies have dramatically reduced their content budgets. Quality over quantity. executives have recognized that subscriber acquisition and retention depend more on having a few standout hits than on the sheer volume of content. This has led to more selective greenlight processes and higher standards for project approval. Strategic IP focus. Studios are increasingly concentrating resources on established intellectual property with built-in awareness rather than taking risks on unproven concepts. This explains Disney's continued investment in Marvel and Star Wars content despite mixed recent results, and Warner Bros. Discovery's renewed focus on DC and Harry Potter franchises. Budget right-sizing. Production budgets are being recalibrated across the board. The $15 to $20 million per episode that became standard for premium streaming dramas has proven unsustainable. New productions are being budgeted more conservatively, with greater emphasis on financial discipline during production. While this reset has created financial pain throughout the industry, many executives privately acknowledge that production costs and output had reached unrealistic levels. The challenges of the past few years have provided an opportunity to establish a more sustainable economic foundation for content creation. Interestingly, this contraction in traditional production has created opportunities for independent producers. With major studios and streamers reducing their slates, independent film and television production has seen a resurgence, supported by production incentives and lower overall costs. Producers like Mark Duplass have found success independently financing and producing content, as evidenced by Netflix's recent acquisition of his series Penelope. The production landscape of 2025.
Are you intrigued by conspiracy theories and the strange, dark, and mysterious? If so, we invite you to subscribe to our new podcast, The Truth Behind the Lies, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Are you intrigued by true paranormal stories? Do you crave tales of the strange, the dark, and the mysterious? Tune into our new podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Each episode dives into chilling paranormal phenomena and spine-tingling urban legends. From ghostly encounters to hair-raising myths, we explore the unknown. So if you're brave enough and not easily scared, subscribe now to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for ad-free episodes.
Do you love podcasts and classic television? Do you want to listen to Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast and rant radio, completely ad-free? At Limitless Broadcasting Network, we bring you all your favorites like The Carol Burnett Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I Love Lucy without any interruptions. For just $7 a month and $80 a year, you can unlock over 90 hours of quality television and podcast programming. Don't miss out. Subscribe today at LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com, where endless entertainment awaits. Are you tired of keeping your frustrations bottled up? It's time to let it out on Rant Radio. Whether it's the unpredictable weather, annoying coworkers, or that friend who never listens, we want to hear your best rants. Call us now at 844-857-7268. Join the conversation and share your thoughts with fellow rant enthusiasts. And guess what? The best rant wins. A whopping $2,000 from Limitless Broadcasting Network. So what are you waiting for? Grab your phone, dial 844-857-7268 and start ranting. Rant Radio, where your voice matters. Happy ranting.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy, and we are
the Pixie Dust Twins. Going through Disney withdrawal? Well, we have The Cure with Disney Center Topics every week.
You can check us out on all podcasting platforms or go to LimitlessBroadcasting.com for more info, merchandise, etc.
We hope to see you on the podcast, but make sure to bring some pixie dust and happy thoughts.
And aim for the second star on the right and straight on till you land on the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
We'll see y'all real soon.
Hey,
Hey, it's Robert from Limitless Broadcasting, reminding you to tune in to Limitless Broadcasting Network anywhere you get your podcasts, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. Check us out today.
Is thus characterized by greater selectivity, financial discipline, and a renewed focus on profitability, a dramatic departure from the freewheeling spending of the previous decade. The physical comeback. Streaming gets real. In a surprising twist, streaming platforms, once viewed as purely digital businesses, are increasingly investing in physical, real-world experiences. This strategic pivot reflects a growing recognition that, in an age of content overload, creating tangible touchpoints with consumers can drive engagement and retention in ways that algorithms alone cannot. Netflix has been the most aggressive in pursuing this strategy. The company's Netflix House initiative represents its boldest move yet into physical retail and experiential entertainment. Unlike one-off promotional pop-ups, these permanent locations are designed as year-round destinations where fans can immerse themselves in environments inspired by popular Netflix shows and films. The first two Netflix House locations are set to open in 2025, offering themed dining experiences, retail opportunities, and interactive elements tied to the platform's content library. This initiative follows Netflix's successful foray into live events, including its Netflix is a Joke comedy festival and various touring experiences based on shows like Bridgerton and Squid Game. Disney, with its unparalleled expertise in translating screen content to physical experiences, is similarly expanding its footprint. Beyond its theme park empire, the company has launched touring exhibitions, immersive experiences, and retail concepts that blur the line between its streaming content and real-world engagement opportunities. Warner Bros. Discovery has leveraged its extensive IP portfolio through initiatives like the Friends Experience and various Harry Potter-themed attractions, while Amazon has experimented with pop-up experiences tied to series like The Lord of the Rings: The Rings of Power. This physical expansion serves multiple strategic purposes. Marketing and discovery. As the digital landscape becomes increasingly crowded, physical experiences provide a powerful alternative channel for marketing content and driving discovery. A compelling real-world activation can generate social media buzz, press coverage, and word of mouth in ways that traditional digital advertising cannot. Revenue diversification. These physical extensions create new revenue streams beyond subscription fees and advertising. Merchandise sales, ticket admissions, food and beverage purchases, and licensing deals can significantly contribute to a streaming platform's bottom line. Emotional connection. Perhaps most importantly, physical experiences foster deeper emotional connections with content. The ability to step into a recreated set from a favorite show, purchase exclusive merchandise, or share an experience with fellow fans creates powerful bonds that increase platform loyalty and reduce churn. This evolution reflects a broader understanding that even in our digital-first world, physical experiences remain uniquely valuable. Despite the dominance of digital culture, offline discovery still happens in the spaces where people gather, shop, and socialize. By creating unique and shared environments for their audiences, streaming platforms can spark organic conversation, fuel fan-driven content creation, and build deeper emotional ties. The future of streaming success increasingly depends not just on algorithm-driven recommendations, but on creating meaningful connections in the physical world. The most successful platforms will be those that effectively bridge the digital and physical realms, turning every encounter, whether online or in person, into another thread, strengthening the bond between consumers and content. Global shift. Productions' international migration. The geography of film and television production has undergone a significant transformation, with profound implications for Hollywood's traditional power centers. While Los Angeles once dominated as the unchallenged hub of entertainment production, the industry has become increasingly global, with production dollars flowing to locations offering the most advantageous combination of incentives, infrastructure, and talent. This shift accelerated dramatically following the 2023 strikes and subsequent economic pressures. As studios and streamers sought to maximize efficiency and stretch reduced budgets, international production centers gained unprecedented market share. The recovery in production levels has been notably faster outside the United States, with countries like Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia benefiting from this reallocation of resources. Several factors are driving this international migration. Economic incentives. Production incentives have become increasingly competitive globally. The UK and Ireland's new 40% incentives for independent film production represent particularly aggressive moves to attract projects. Canada's stable tax incentives, combined with a weakening Canadian dollar, projected to fall below 70 cents to the US dollar, have made it an increasingly attractive destination for cost-conscious productions. Infrastructure development. Countries and regions around the world have invested heavily in production infrastructure, developing state-of-the-art studios, post-production facilities, and technical talent pools. These investments have removed historical barriers to international production, making these locations viable alternatives to traditional Hollywood facilities. Creative talent. The globalization of the entertainment industry has revealed deep pools of creative talent beyond Hollywood's borders. International showrunners, directors, writers, and actors have demonstrated their ability to create content with global appeal, challenging the notion that hit-making expertise is concentrated in Los Angeles. Local content demand. Streaming platforms' global expansion strategies increasingly emphasize local content production. Netflix, Disney, and Amazon have all invested heavily in non-English language original programming, recognizing that growth in international markets depends on offering culturally relevant content alongside global hits. This international shift has created both challenges and opportunities. Traditional production centers like Los Angeles have faced significant economic pressure, with ripple effects throughout the local economy. California's recent expansion of its film tax incentive program to $750 million represents a direct response to this competition, aiming to recapture production activity that has migrated elsewhere. Yet this globalization has also democratized opportunity within the industry. Creators and production professionals no longer need to relocate to Los Angeles to build successful careers. Regional production centers from Atlanta to Vancouver to London to Sydney now offer viable career paths in film and television. For the major studios and streamers, this global production landscape offers strategic advantages in terms of cost management, creative diversity, and market-specific content development. However, it also creates complexity in production planning, logistics, and quality control. Looking ahead, we can expect continued evolution toward a truly global production ecosystem, with projects increasingly assembled from components sourced from multiple countries based on each location's particular strengths and advantages. The concept of a production's home will become increasingly fluid as the industry optimizes for both creative excellence and economic efficiency across international borders. The AI revolution, Hollywood's quiet transformation. While headlines about artificial intelligence in Hollywood have focused primarily on contentious labor negotiations and existential fears, a quieter AI revolution is already transforming how the entertainment industry operates behind the scenes. Despite public resistance, major studios and production companies are increasingly implementing AI tools to streamline processes, reduce costs, and enhance creative capabilities. Lionsgate made waves in September 2024 when it announced a partnership with AI startup Runway to develop a specialized model for production tasks like storyboarding. The following month, horror powerhouse Blumhouse revealed a collaboration with Meta to pilot AI tools and gather feedback from creative teams. These public announcements likely represent just the tip of the iceberg, with many companies exploring AI applications more discreetly. The integration of AI into Hollywood's workflow spans several key areas: pre-production and development. AI tools are increasingly used to analyze scripts, evaluate audience potential, and assist with budgeting and scheduling. Some studios are experimenting with AI systems that can process thousands of screenplay submissions to identify promising projects that align with strategic priorities. Production efficiency. On set, AI-powered tools are streamlining everything from shot planning to continuity management. Computer vision systems can track props, costumes, and set elements across scenes, reducing human error and saving time during complicated productions. Post-production enhancement. Perhaps the most significant impact has been in post-production, where AI-powered tools have revolutionized workflows for editing, visual effects, sound design, and localization. Tasks that once required weeks of manual work can now be accomplished in days or even hours. Marketing optimization. Studios are leveraging AI to analyze audience data, optimize promotional materials, and target marketing campaigns with unprecedented precision. These tools allow marketers to identify the most effective visual elements, messaging approaches, and distribution channels for specific audience segments. The strategic implementation of these technologies is reshaping the economics of content creation. By automating routine tasks and enhancing human capabilities, AI tools enable studios to maintain production quality while managing costs more effectively, a critical consideration in today's more fiscally disciplined environment. However, this technological evolution raises profound questions about the future of creative work in Hollywood. While studio executives emphasize that AI will augment rather than replace human creativity, the potential for job displacement remains a serious concern. As one industry observer noted, studios are looking to AI to save money and streamline processes, which will mean fewer jobs. This tension between technological innovation and employment security will continue to shape labor relations in Hollywood. The 2023 writers and actors strikes established initial guardrails around AI usage, but these agreements will likely require continuous renegotiation as the technology evolves. Looking ahead, we can expect AI integration to accelerate across all aspects of the entertainment business. The most successful companies will be those that find the optimal balance between technological efficiency and human creativity, leveraging AI to handle routine tasks while preserving the irreplaceable human elements that ultimately differentiate exceptional content. Theatrical evolution. Redefining the big screen experience. The theatrical exhibition business, long the cornerstone of Hollywood's economic model, continues its tumultuous transformation in 2025. After weathering the existential threat of the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent challenges, cinemas have stabilized into a new reality defined by fewer releases, event-driven attendance, and evolving relationships with streaming platforms. The days of studios releasing 20-25 films annually through traditional theatrical windows are gone. Major studios have significantly reduced their theatrical slates, focusing resources on fewer, bigger bets with clear theatrical potential. This strategy reflects both economic necessity and audience behavior shifts, as consumers have become increasingly selective about which films justify the expense and effort of a theater visit. several key trends define this evolving theatrical landscape. The event film economy. Theatrical exhibition has coalesced around event films, typically big-budget spectacles with visual impact, franchise recognition, or unique theatrical appeal. Films like Christopher Nolan's latest IMAX-shot epic and the newest entries in established franchises continue to demonstrate the drawing power of communal big-screen experiences. Window flexibility. The rigid 90-day theatrical window that once defined the industry has given way to flexible, film-specific approaches. Major studios now tailor distribution strategies to individual titles, with windows ranging from 17 to 45 days depending on box office performance and streaming strategy. This flexibility allows studios to maximize revenue across all distribution channels while still preserving theatrical exclusivity. Premium formats. As standard theatrical attendance has declined, premium formats have gained importance. IMAX, Dolby Cinema, 4DX, and other enhanced experiences now account for a disproportionate share of box office revenue, reflecting consumer willingness to pay premium prices for differentiated theatrical experiences that cannot be replicated at home. Streaming integration. The relationship between theatrical exhibition and streaming has evolved from adversarial to symbiotic. Netflix's discussions with Greta Gerwig and IMAX regarding a theatrical showcase for her upcoming Narnia adaptation represent a potential turning point in the streamer's theatrical strategy. Similarly, Amazon MGM Studios and Apple have increased their commitment to theatrical releases for select titles, recognizing the value of theatrical windows in establishing prestige and cultural relevance before streaming availability. Theatrical alternatives. The definition of theatrical content has expanded beyond traditional feature films. Concert films, live sports broadcasts, anime releases, and limited series premieres are increasingly finding their way to theater screens, providing exhibitors with programming diversity and attracting audiences who might otherwise stay home. These adaptations have allowed theatrical exhibition to find a sustainable place in the entertainment ecosystem, albeit at a reduced scale. Total box office revenues remain approximately 25 to 30% below pre-pandemic levels. But this smaller market appears capable of supporting a more focused theatrical business. For studios, theatrical releases now serve multiple strategic purposes beyond immediate box office returns. They establish intellectual property value, generate marketing momentum that benefits subsequent distribution windows, and provide cultural validation that streaming-only releases often struggle to achieve. Looking ahead, theatrical exhibition will likely continue as a vital but more selective distribution channel, a premium showcase for content that truly benefits from the big screen experience rather than the default first window for all studio productions. Future outlook, Hollywood's next chapter. As we look toward the future of Hollywood's business model, several key trends are likely to shape the industry's next evolution. Industry consolidation. The wave of media consolidation that has defined recent years shows no signs of abating. As economic pressures mount and scale advantages become increasingly apparent, further mergers and acquisitions appear inevitable. Smaller players will struggle to compete independently, leading to additional combinations among studios, streamers, and distribution platforms. Vertical integration limitations. The dream of complete vertical integration, controlling content from creation through distribution, has proven more challenging than many executives anticipated. The economics of maintaining exclusive content for proprietary platforms often conflict with the revenue potential of broader licensing. we can expect more strategic licensing of catalog content across platforms as companies balance exclusivity with revenue maximization. Data-driven creation. As streaming platforms accumulate ever more sophisticated viewing data, content development will increasingly reflect analytical insights about audience preferences and behaviors. This data-informed approach will coexist with traditional creative development, creating a hybrid model that balances artistic intuition with audience analytics. Global content evolution. The distinction between international and domestic content will continue to blur. Global hits increasingly emerge from diverse origins, with non-English language productions finding worldwide audiences. Major studios and streamers will further internationalize their development processes, seeking stories with cross-cultural appeal regardless of origin. Technology integration. Beyond AI, emerging technologies including virtual production, real-time rendering, and extended reality will transform production capabilities and creative possibilities. These tools will enable more efficient production processes while opening new frontiers for storytelling and audience engagement. Consumer-centric models. As competition for audience attention intensifies, successful entertainment companies will adopt increasingly consumer-centric approaches to content development, distribution, and marketing. Understanding and adapting to evolving consumption patterns will separate market leaders from laggards. The Hollywood business model has always been defined by its ability to adapt to technological, cultural, and economic shifts. The tumultuous transformation of recent years represents not an ending, but another reinvention in the industry's long history. As streaming matures, theatrical exhibition evolves, and new technologies emerge, Hollywood continues its perpetual reinvention, finding new ways to create, distribute, and monetize the stories that capture our collective imagination. The winners in this evolving landscape will be companies that successfully balance creative excellence with fiscal discipline, technological innovation with human artistry, and global scale with cultural specificity. Despite the challenges and uncertainties ahead, the fundamental appeal of compelling storytelling remains unchanged, ensuring that whatever business model emerges, the entertainment industry will continue its central role in global culture.
Thank you for listening to Hollywood Hustle. The story research was carried out by the Limitless Newsletter, and they also wrote the story. Episodes are edited by Robert Brooksby, with Albert Parker serving as the host. This podcast is produced by 1950 Studios and distributed through the Limitless Broadcasting Network. To get early access to this episode and enjoy it without ads, please subscribe to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Limitless Broadcasting Network to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast ad-free. Go to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com and subscribe. Don't forget, by subscribing, you can binge this show and our other shows at your leisure. Subscribe today.